But wrap your minds around this, gentlemen.
Come on, we got holes to them.
I hate curses and I hate all of you.
All right, America, have your laugh.
Sisters, give each other a kiss and make up.
Man, the guy's talking about incest. It's not funny. The guy needs help.
Price is wrong, bitch.
I get it. You don't like me. I exploded.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Welcome to Adam Sandler Please Stop, a complete retrospective of all Adam Sandler movies, past, present, and unfortunately, future. I am Robert Bacon, and with me, as always, is my co-host,
Marie Maloney.
Getting it with the music is what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
This week we look at Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore once
again. They're back together. They're paired together in a film.
In 51st Dates, released on February 13th, 2004. Now, before we get into the plot synopsis and before we move forward, I have an announcement to make.
Uh-oh.
I went back and I listened to the Waterboy episode. I had to take a trip to Wisconsin, and I ran out of podcasts, so I'm like, all right, I'm going to listen to the Waterboy episode again. I've changed my ranking.
What?
Of anger management. I decided to switch them to put anger management at 8 and Waterboy at 7.
Yeah, because anger management is so bad.
I mean, yeah, I needed some time to, like, think about it. And
you thought about it, and you're like, oh, it is terrible.
It wasn't as bad as it wasn't that bad. I mean, it's not, it's obviously, I have it above Bulletproof, Going Overboard, Little Nicky, and of course, 8 Crazy Nights.
Well, yeah. Anger management is lower than that for me because Bulletproof, like, even though we're like, why did this get made? They're still, and Going Overboard, are genuine attempts at movies. Like, yeah. Anger management just shouldn't even exist.
You know what? We talked too much about that one already.
All right, so let's get into
a happier film. Here's the plot synopsis.
51st Date.
Henry Roth is a man afraid of commitment up until he meets the beautiful Lucy. They hit it off, and Henry thinks he's finally found the girl of his dreams until he discovers she has short-term memory loss and forgets him the very next
Don't
day.
Don't you hate when that happens?
Every time.
God.
Every time I find a girl. Who are you again? And you know me. People forget me instantly.
Yeah. big old lug.
They're like,
just like everybody else walking down the street.
Yeah, they're like, oh, there's that other ogre man.
Who's Google eating a picture of Robert Bacon if you don't know.
Don't. Stop looking at me up. That's a podcast.
You're Googleable, so.
I'm Googleable? I am. Oh, God, no, I am. Marie, don't look at the screen. Budget is $75 million. How much do you think it made? Did you look?
No. It's got to be way more than that. It had to make it back.
Yeah, it made $120 million, which is a little less. I thought it would make a ton.
I don't know.
I remember this being very popular.
I loved it.
Okay.
My memories are so positive of this film.
This is a post-9/11 world, so, like, I don't know. Maybe people weren't throwing around money as much. I don't know. Here's just a little fact. Neurological condition that Lucy suffers from.
Is it real?
Is not real.
Not real.
It's entirely fictional.
Classic Happy Madison move.
Yeah, true. It just goes into, like, what it really is. But, like, who cares?
Yeah.
In this universe, it's real.
Break that down.
I could deal with something like that. As long as, like, if
it's
you establish rules and
close
go
to something that seems real.
It seems
like a real condition. Yeah, plausible.
Whatever.
Not going too deep into it, but, like, right in the beginning you find out she was in a car accident. Like,
Yeah,
it seems like it could be
whatever.
A thing.
You're making a story. As long as you set up rules, I'm fine with silly rules in movies, as long as they don't break those rules.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I don't like the movie Looper. I know a lot of people like that movie, but, like, because it sets up rules and then it breaks its own rules that it sets up. And, I mean, I'm obviously probably was just thinking too much into it and it made me upset.
Yeah.
But it's more of a, like, I think it was just presented to me like, Looper is so great. You have to see it.
Well, if you've taken, like, a high school psychology class, you know that there's condition, like the Henry Gage condition where he had, like, a metal thing, like,
oh, and he could hear
plates stuck in his head, and it, like, changed his personality. Like, you just,
oh, that's
there's
possible.
Case
yeah.
studies of, like, things happening to people where they have, like, memory loss or psychological issues.
Yeah.
It's just, it's science.
I saw
an
episode of House, and this guy, he was the nicest guy in the world, but then he had something in his brain, they took it out, and he slightly became not as nice.
bummer.
And that's real. House that's is real, right?
House is all house syndromes that they talk about are
house,
real.
Great show, guys. Great show. It's never lupus. Really, one last thing. It was originally titled 50 First Kisses.
Gross! Ew! Ew! I don't like that. 50 First Kisses. Ew!
But it was a change, not because it's an awful title, apparently, it but to avoid title. Confusion with Drew Barrymore's Never Been Kissed in 1999.
First, I was never kissed. Oh, now God. I've been kissed over 50 times.
I am not
in a row.
Looking forward to that voice. Are you ready to listen to the trailer?
I am. Wait, pause.
Yes.
This is a movie that Bacon and I are so fond of that we photoshopped our own goddamn faces on the cover for promotional materials. So,
I photoshopped.
Yes.
Marie did nothing.
It was my idea to do it, though.
It
so.
Was Marie's idea. She's like, Bacon. It's like midnight.
Excuse
or something,
me, Bacon.
Too.
That's how like I. That's how I text.
She texts.
Excuse me, Bacon.
Oh, I know. I read your text like that. I'm like, you don't want to be a girl.
Yeah, that's your text voice, mm-hmm. and mine is, excuse me, Bacon.
Oh man, take a look at my life.
What?
I'm a lot like you.
What?
Also,
because
forgot
we
to
sang
bring
that,
that up
in the last episode. Wait, when did we sing that? Were we too drunk?
People don't know. We continued drinking after the movie, yeah. And we got real silly.
After anger management.
For some reason, I was singing, Oh man, look at my life, I'm a lot like you.
Which is also a song my brother, Packy, sings to my dad all the time, because they're a lot alike, and it's really funny and embarrassing for my dad.
You guys, this Neil Young guy... is
he knows what he's talking about.
He's an up and comer. You keep an eye on this Neil Young guy. He is going to smash.
Oh man, look at my life.
Oh man, take a look at my life. I'm a lot
like
you.
That we inserted an inside joke.
Now you guys are part of the
knew.
Inside joke. Now you guys are part of that. You guys are part of square butts. You're part of lotioning your necks. You're part of old men.
You're part of these men.
These men. These.
Men.
These men. These
their
men.
Fathers?
Their fathers. They have jobs.
They work.
They pay taxes.
They listen to music.
Sometimes they want to get in bar fights.
They and beat the shit out of someone.
Okay.
I'm sure there's some fights in 50 First Dates.
There's
I feel like
fights
there was.
In every movie.
Yeah.
Which we should have been keeping track of, but that's we're not that kind of podcast.
We aren't.
It's more of just a feeling and having fun. We're not deeply analyzing it, because I'm pretty sure
there's enough
somebody's
of those
already done that.
Out there, yeah.
And I can't... I
we're
only do that for stuff I love.
We're about the rise and fall of his work,
yeah, that's what this
really.
Is about. All right, you ready to get to the trailer finally?
Yes,
it's
so ready.
Okay, here we go.
Dr. Henry Roth's best relationships were with his patients, and he wasn't looking to settle down. But one day, the unthinkable happened.
Are you staring at me or her? Because you're starting to freak me out.
I'm Lucy.
Henry Roth.
The only problem is...
Good morning.
What is going on?
About a year ago, Lucy was in a terrible car accident. She lost her short-term memory.
Poof. She won't remember him tomorrow.
Don't you remember me a little?
From Columbia Pictures.
Every day you get her to fall in love with you again?
You don't even open the freaking car door for me anymore.
You're in trouble.
Comes a story about winning over the girl of your dreams.
Do you have any idea who I am?
I've never even met you.
Every single day.
Excuse me, Lucy Whitmore?
Yes?
I have a delivery for you.
I have a secret admirer.
Adam Sandler.
When she stops, just let her pet you and look cute. Okay, here she comes. Smile. Why is she not slowing down? Uh-oh.
Oh, no!
That didn't work.
Drew Barrymore.
Pretend you're attacking me so she pulls over.
What do you think you're doing? Coming over here, taking our pineapple.
Help me, please.
I'm hitting your big ass.
Oh!
Go!
Oh! Oh! Enough, enough.
Are you okay?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
I'll be right back. Hey, come here.
No.
50 First Dates.
Here we go again. I'm starting to get also this feeling of like, I feel like the best ones are when the trailer is, like, really not trying to be that funny. It's just trying to be like, hey, this is really fun.
Yep.
You know? Like, mm-hmm. that trailer, the jokes in the trailer do not land for me. But it still sounds like fun.
It's fun. It's fun. And unmistakable is Rob Schneider's voice doing yet another ethnically questionable move.
I just never, man, I am dreading when we run out of Adam Sandler movies and have to go to Rob Schneider. Oof. Don't start. And then
are we
going to
do that after Kevin James or before Kevin James?
We'll decide. Maybe you guys should tell us. Should we do Kevin James? Kevin James.
At AdamSandlerPleaseStop@gmail.com or one of our various social media accounts.
Oh man, take a look at my life. I'm a lot like you.
A lot like goo.
Goo!
I'm a lot like goo.
Sorry guys, one more time. I'm going to try it.
Oh man, take a look at my life. I'm a lot like you.
Okay, the soundboard has derailed the podcast. Marie, I actually saw this movie in the theaters, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed it when I first saw it. Did you?
I did not see it in theaters, but I've seen it on DVD Blu-ray so many times. And you just catch it on, like, USA or TBS or wherever it plays. It's on television, like, a bunch.
Here we go. We will watch the movie together, stopping at every 30 minutes to discuss it so far. Each one of us, that's each of us, I don't know why I said that, has one stop card that we could use to pause the movie before that 30 minutes is up, just in case that there's something that we need to talk about. Marie, are you ready to dive deep
and thick into this? I'm so excited. So excited.
All right, let's do this. Minutes done with the movie. Marie, I have a ton of notes already.
Me too.
This is going to be very complex. So let's try to, I mean, Jesus, we wasted a lot of time in the beginning. So let's just, what do you got? What's your first note?
Okay. My first note is, so some backstory for people who aren't familiar, haven't seen it in a while. Mm-hmm. Adam Sandler's character works at, and he's a veterinarian at an aquatic theme park. And this is pre
Blackfish
days, when we were still okay with aquatic theme parks.
Well, they didn't show any whales in this. They were just
it
other
was dolphins,
animals.
Walruses.
Oh, they did show dolphins. Dang it. I just thought they showed other ones.
Penguins.
Yeah. Well, the penguins. I do like penguins.
I love penguins.
Okay, so far, you guys, the first half of the movie is just Marie squeeing over different aquatic animals because they're there to let you know when to laugh. It's like,
it's so cute.
Set up, punchline, animal making a noise, and Marie going,
they're so cute. When Adam dances with the walrus and the pengi, so cute.
Yes, I get it. It's a little.
And then that sea lion is like, and it was so cute.
I get it. It's a little too pandery for me. It's a little,
on the
nose.
Animals.
I would like to just point out that. Oh, sorry. Go on. And then so he works there, and his thing is he has sex with a lot of girls who come to vacation in Hawaii.
In Hawaii.
And he changes his story because
he
fears
commitment.
Yes. Even though his wife is one of those people, his real life wife is a dentist or something
that talks about. Yeah.
So, and then Kevin James is in it for a half a second.
Yeah.
Just a blip of Kevin James.
Bizarre Kevin James cameo. Gross. But he's like talking about like, oh, Henry Roth is so dreamy.
And then Rob Schneider is Samoan. So that's super racist.
Yep.
Wow. Forgot about that. I completely forgot about that.
It's awful. Like, why is Rob Schneider just the man they cast as like any and every race?
Oh, because he's multi-talented.
He's not like vaguely ethnic anything. His name is Rob Schneider. He's a Caucasian man. Like,
You're right. You're 100% right. He's
like, at least when Fred Armisen does it, like, he is his.
What is Fred Armisen?
His parents are from, like,
Canada?
No, from Peru and okay. somewhere else where, like.
So he's a little mixed?
Yeah, he is a mix of things. Like, okay. he speaks Spanish fluently. He's, like, a little bit tanner. I can kind of get his vaguely ethnicism. I cannot support it for Rob Schneider.
Well, also, when he does his ethnicism, the joke is never on the ethnicity.
Wait, yeah, Fred Armisen. Yeah,
absolutely. When he's doing his Spanish person, he's not. Or Mexican guy. He's mm-hmm. not making fun of Mexican right. guy. He's making fun of other things as Mexican
who,
guy.
Yeah, yeah. Who is Mexican.
Rob Schneider seems to always be making fun of that race.
Why?
Yeah.
Like, it's unnecessary.
I can't believe we were all cool with this for so long, apparently. Like, because only until recently was I like, oh, Rob Schneider's being
I don't think we were cool with this. I think people of color have always been offended and we're just now.
Oh, sorry. When I say we, I mean white males. I don't know why we were cool with that.
Yeah. That's a good perspective to have. Yes.
I also, just real quick, since we talked about that, just there's a lot of side characters that are just not funny, and they have, like, just funny voices.
Yeah.
And I'm doing air quotes.
There's
funny
a
voices.
German woman who's, like, his veterinary assistant.
Is she German?
German, Swedish?
Something. Yeah, they're mocking my
Eastern
people,
Bloc.
And I don't like it. I don't like it.
No, but he's, like, really mean to her in the beginning.
Yeah, there's a lot of transgender jokes thrown at her. Like, they call her a man or a woman, they don't know.
Yeah.
And she gets thrown up on by a walrus in the beginning, and it's disgusting. It's unnecessary. I feel like that's the only mean-spirited thing.
Yes, because
my other note
is
besides those characters being kind of dumb and stupid, this movie's bad, and I didn't remember it being bad. I was actually excited about this.
It's bad, but it's not, like, horrible.
It's bad, what I write down. It's bad, but it's harmless bad, mostly.
It's harmless bad.
It's like fun bad.
It's fun bad.
It's sin bad.
Guys, come on. True life, I literally just saw Sinbad live like 2 weeks ago. It was pretty good.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
It's Sinbad.
It's Sinbad. It was
what,
pretty
Murray?
Interesting.
What do you got?
Hey, guys, did you remember that Adam Sandler's character owns a pirate boat? Because I sure didn't.
I don't remember that. It's a really cool boat that almost murders him.
Yeah. But we were just like, oh, pirate ship? that he's captaining? It's really bizarre. But just, okay.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it's a cool boat. But I just totally forgot about that.
Also, I forgot Drew Barrymore's car is, like, super cool.
Yeah.
I want that car.
It's a dope car.
Her car is, like, it's a convertible, like a yellow, like World War II style.
Yeah, it's like Jeep-like almost.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's like has a lot of personality. And I'm like, if I lived in Hawaii, I want that car.
Yeah.
Right? Well, everyone has like a Jeep Wrangler, or you could rent it when you go to Hawaii. You could rent a Jeep Wrangler or whatever. Go ahead.
Bacon, let's talk about the Happy Gilmore subtle, not so subtle references.
Not subtle at all.
Not so subtle.
That's the dumbest swing I've ever seen in my life, he says.
And it's when Rob Schneider's character and his character's kids do the Happy Gilmore swing.
And
they
it
start
works.
Far
yeah.
back and then do a little skippity boop.
Yeah.
Swing!
That was fun. I'm fine with that.
It's fine. It was just, it was so gratuitous. Like, it needed to happen once, not twice.
Well, the only thing I found super gratuitous was that Rainforest Cafe.
There's a Rainforest Cafe
the
set.
Like,
but
like,
Bacon didn't even know. I had to call it out. Because
I've
there
never
was
been to a
there
Rainforest
was a
Cafe.
Massive. Robot elephant in the background, like shaking its ears, and I was like, wait, that's a Rainforest Cafe. That's not like a cool Hawaiian place.
Again, Marie, I've lived in Chicago. We have one, but only tourists
never,
go
yeah,
there.
Yeah, never been.
They think there's a joke on the Chicago subreddit where it's like, oh, any like the best authentic Chicago cuisine?
Rainforest
Cafe.
Yeah.
Or
well,
Cheesecake Factory.
Sometimes if you're a garbage person, you just purposely go to Rainforest Cafe to be like,
to have
what?
Fun. Yeah. To
I've done
ironically.
It. Yeah.
Oh.
I did it in college.
How about the joke
back?
Of that guy who said the line and in Samoan? I don't know. And then translated it for us immediately?
Yes, that was so funny. No, he said it in Hawaiian.
Hawaiian's a language?
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't know.
Oh my God, Bacon. Oh,
is that what they speak at Rainforest Cafe?
No, I can guarantee they don't.
How come they just didn't subtitle it what the joke was?
Right.
That would have been way funnier.
But it was so funny because he like says the line, he's like, and that means, what a bunch of shitheads.
Directly to the camera.
To the camera. Mara. It was so... I didn't remember that. That's so dumb.
Marie and I lost our fucking shit because so there's that car accident that they get into that makes Drew Barrymore's character lose her memory. And there's a part of it where like a pineapple flies out the window and it's hilarious. It's like, supposed to be serious.
It's supposed to be very serious, like artfully shot. And the pineapple flying out the window. We were like,
not the pineapple.
The pineapple. And then it hits the ground and it's like, doosh, ka-doosh, boo. And you like hear it roll.
Marie was having flashbacks to Bulletproof when the sandwich got shot up. Yes, she's like, no, like not the pineapple.
Not the pineapple.
It was so dumb. The pineapple. It was so dumb. Ground. What else notes do you have, Marie?
I just kept mentioning to Bacon how, like, unrealistic the situation with, like, the parents of Drew Barrymore's character redoing their whole house every day is.
And then...
That's just fucking expensive!
Yeah. The dad and her brother every day.
Yeah.
So I forgot about that element of, like, not only does she... I thought they like, oh, they just relive the same day and just kind of deal with it. But I forgot they have her paint in the garage and then they go paint the garage.
Literally every day.
They watch The Sixth Sense every time.
Yeah.
They watch this Vikings game
that they like taped.
Yeah. And it's Vikings, Lions and Dante Culpepper.
I forgot about VHS tapes. A lot of tapes in this film.
Also, Drew Barrymore's character apparently doesn't realize that the VCR is playing when they're watching the game.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, well.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff I can't believe I forgot about. And mm-hmm. I'm disappointed because I thought this was a good movie. And I'm like, okay, there's that thing that's really dumb, but at least it has some heart.
There's a lot of heart. And it's fun dumb. It's a fun dumb movie.
It is. I'm not angry.
Like, aggressively angry. Yeah, I haven't been angry at one point during this. No.
All the jokes just, like, don't land. And I'm like, I think, like, a young kid would like this.
Yeah, I think that's why I remember it so fondly. And, like, my family is a big fan of it. Like, my mom and my sister, I really, like, mm-hmm. really enjoyed this. It's because movie. These jokes are right up their alley.
And then they're like, oh my god, it's Ray Forest Cafe. We've been there. We live in the suburbs when we go to the big city.
That looks so fun.
Anytime, like whenever we go to the big city, we got to go to Ray Forest Cafe. And then we go to Ed DeBevick's and they yell at us. And it's so much fun.
They're not that bad.
No, you go to Wiener Circle where they yell at you and you yell at them. And they toss the N-word around. It's great. If you guys come to Chicago, go to Wiener Circle. Marie and I were almost on a reality TV show.
A bizarre reality show where we... Yeah.
We just got real drunk for free.
Yeah. That was a different lifetime almost. So.
That was so long ago. There was a guy in front of us who was really fat who had suspenders that were rulers on. Remember that?
No. I don't.
Marie was real drunk that night.
I don't think we were drunk for the shooting of that show.
I think I was.
I don't remember.
No, it was a long
Again,
time ago.
Different lifetime.
Yeah, cool.
Any more notes?
That's about it. I kind of want to get into it and kind of like maybe it It spent a lot of time setting stuff up.
Yes,
it did. So maybe there's some payoff here. Also, Adam Sandler, like, his character is kind of meh right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of wishy-washy.
He is.
I get what he's supposed to be. But yeah, he's kind of handed off the jokes to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't done anything. He hasn't done
anything. We'll see. Remains to be seen.
All right, guys. We'll see you guys in about half a second.
Every breath you take.
Bada bing, whoopsie doodles.
We're back.
Marie, what do you feel? We just watched the heartfelt scene of the movie.
Yeah.
Right when we paused it, we're like, oh, we'll get through this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little weird right now.
There are so many bad early 2000s sunglasses. God.
And fashion. And, like, man necklaces.
Man necklaces abound.
Yeah. Though, maybe that's always a thing in Hawaii. I don't know. And then Marie made fun of me because there's, like, a specific, like, shirt style.
And I was like, Adam Sandler's wearing, like, a towel shirt.
It's not a towel. It was, like, it's, like, fluffy or cotton. And it's very
terry
comfortable.
Cloth. It's a towel. That shirt could be a towel.
Oh, they were very comfortable.
Big like, oh, they're really breathable. Yeah, like, I like them. I'm like, good summer shirt. How many towel shirts did you own? Apparently a lot.
One or
he
two.
He misses towel shirts.
It's not a towel shirt, but I wish they came back.
It's a towel shirt.
They were comfortable. The only thing you had to, like, I don't think you could dry them because they shrunk up real goods.
Well, they're towels. You don't need to dry a towel. They'll just, like, dry.
Also, I looked up what car that is. Apparently, it's a 1973 VW and Thing is what they were called in America.
A VW Thing?
Yeah, they were made from...
That's literally what it's called?
Made from 1968 through 1983 in West Germany.
Okay.
Yeah, they're, like, pretty cool.
I mean, it's a dope-looking car.
Yeah.
I also, well, I have a note about in the beginning where, not in the beginning, but after our first talk stop.
Yeah.
Rob Schneider and Adam Sandler's characters are, like, fixing the boat and talking about Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob Schneider basically suggests rape. Like, his suggestion is, like, oh, you should just fuck her every night.
Every
and
night's a one-night stand.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Because she'll forget. And you can sneak out and leave. And who gives a shit? It's like, what the fuck is... And even Adam Sandler's character is like, what's wrong with you?
Well, no.
Why was this even a suggestion in the first place?
I'm kind of like, it's obviously wrong, but that's why they brought it up, is to point out, like, this has to be in the back of some people's minds of, like, are they going to have sex? Like, that's kind of a thing.
Well,
like, where does that land with them? So bring it up and shoot it down, which they did.
Yeah, but, like... I mean, we're already getting the juxtaposition that Adam Sandler was hooking up with girls for one-night stands.
Yeah.
And then now he finds a girl that he's, like, falling in love with, and she can only have one-night stands because she has a brain injury.
Yeah, so they
But, like,
address
just
that.
Point that out. Not, don't be like, well, you can fuck her and leave every night. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know.
Don't wear a condom and leave your semen inside her. Who cares?
Yeah, but this,
like,
is... This movie's for, like, younger people, a lot of young dudes who, like, think like that. So then it was kind of like, all right, we have to point out that that's bad, you guys.
I don't see it as a teachable moment, but okay, bacon.
Also, this is a little bit weird of, like, this reminds me of, like, Gremlins with the rules of things. Like, does she lose her memory when she goes to sleep? Like,
yeah,
when it hits midnight, like, what are the rules?
When she goes to sleep.
So if she never went to sleep, she'd be able to make it through 2 days?
Well, yeah, but she would eventually fall asleep, and then it would reset. Like, you can't stay awake forever.
I can stay awake for 3 days.
So, great, you made it 72 hours, and then you, like, then
and
eventually
again,
you're going to fall
Well, at
asleep.
Least I made it 72 hours that time.
And then you'll sleep for, like, 24 straight. Yeah.
And then we also have to talk about, you guys, there's a huge Tommy Boy reference.
Yes, and Bacon didn't believe me, but guess what, guys? I've seen this movie enough times where I knew that Callahan Institute, the place where she goes and gets her, like, brain scanned, was funded by T.B. Callahan Industries out of Sandusky, Ohio. It's a Tommy Boy reference.
Yeah, and
Dan Aykroyd is playing the doctor.
Well, the only reason why I said no, Marie, is because he's not Callahan. He's the Kalinske, the auto parts
king.
Right,
he is playing a totally different character.
Yeah.
They're not referencing...
Well, yeah, that. But I thought, like, whatever. Also, was Chris Farley dead at this point?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they remember we got upset when they dedicated like the fitness instructor to Chris Farley and Lil Nicky.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want to look this up. When did Chris Farley die?
I think it was 99. 97.
At age 33, he was my age.
Aren't you 34?
I'm 33.
Oh.
Nice try. My Walter Payton year is this year.
You're currently in your Jesus year.
He made it to 33?
Yeah. He died.
And he was cut. You know? He had that dick fee.
Jesus was so cut.
He did. He had that dick fee.
Dick fee?
The dick
fee. I think he was just...
You know where you see the guy's hips and it goes right into the fucking dick?
Yeah. I think he was starved.
Real ripped. No, man. He was ripped.
He was
carrying around a cross.
Jacked.
That heavy cross.
Yeah.
You get jacked. A lot of people just tuned out.
What other notes do you have?
Mostly just about Jesus's dick V.
And towel shirts.
No, my main thing is It's I don't know. It's hard to make fun of this movie because, yeah, there are some like really offensive things. Like Rob Schneider's character is like super offensive, but like most of the jokes are just like dumb and harmless. And yeah. It has, I don't know, that part where he shows her the tape. So we saw like they've been doing the every day, and then Adam Sandler comes up with the idea of, oh, we'll show her a tape that explains everything, and it's handled well, and it's not like I wasn't gonna cry, but it definitely made me be like,
it's handled with sensitivity.
It's difficult. It's not a good movie.
No.
But it's not awful.
No, it's not terrible.
I'm not laughing at all. I don't think the only time I laughed was when a pineapple came out.
It's not like a hearty laugh town.
Hearty har laugh town?
It's not a hearty har laugh town film.
Hearty har laugh town.
Like,
the name of the theater that you want to open up, Marie? Yeah. Welcome to Hearty har laugh town.
Hearty har laugh town, USA, population giggles.
You're laugh. Oh, sorry, your money's no good here. Everything's paid for in smiles and chuckles.
And guffaws. No, I don't think this movie is meant to be, like, super laugh out loud funny. Also, we're in the back half of Adam Sandler still making decent films. We're not going to be laughing very much anymore.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, so I guess this is just kind of refreshing after watching Anger Management and other ones
refreshing.
Like that. Yeah, but we're still not that far removed from, like, Punch Drunk Love, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, but that's not a Happy Madison film, also.
That's true. All right, you ready to watch the rest of this movie?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Stop card.
Okay. Maria, what's
that? It's funny because that walrus does look like Wilfred Brimley.
Maria used her stop card. There was a whole scene with a walrus, and the whole joke was that he's fucking all the other walruses, all walrus.
But that's not why I said stop.
And then we went through that whole scene. And then he did the kiss, and she's like, ah, and then, like, just a beat, and then I go, it's good to see Wilfred Brimley still getting roles. And then Marie died. It's not that funny, Marie.
No, because the whole movie, I was like, that walrus reminds me of something. And then he said Wilfred Brimley, and it's right. That's 100% what I was thinking. Walrus looks like Wilfred Brimley.
All walruses look like Wilfred Brimley.
But that one that had the whiskers.
They all have whiskers.
But that was a big walrus, and the lady walruses do not look like that one. Just the main walrus looks like Wilfred Brimley.
Yeah, he might have diabetes like Wilfred Brimley. I don't know.
It's good to see Wilfred Brimley still getting roles. Just so calm.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't place that walrus for the whole movie. And you know what? I was thinking of Wilfred Brimley.
We'll put those back to back. I think last week we tweeted out a picture of what's his name and the cat.
Oh, Dom DeLuise.
Dom DeLuise and the cat are spot on.
Yeah.
We tweeted that out. And this week we'll do Wilfred Brimley and that walrus.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. That's my stuff.
Okay, cool. Let's watch the rest of the movie.
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday, I'm in love. Saturday, wait.
We have finished. Marie, thoughts, feelings, yeah.
Okay, Bacon, Marie. I have a note. You are not a Drew Barrymore fan, but she is freaking adorable in this film.
I have a confession. I have a confession to make.
You think she's hot in this film?
Drew Barrymore is really hot in this film.
She is!
Some shots I see why I don't like Drew Barrymore, like the side of her face. She has like
what?
She has like a fetus, like
a
fetus shaped head.
What?
Whatever. Okay.
What the... No, shut up.
She's beautiful in this movie. She's beautiful. She's
gorgeous. Also, the beach hair is doing everything right for her.
Well,
it is.
That is. That's not fair. It is. That's my favorite hair.
Gorgeous.
Blonde, sun,
beach
hair.
Hair.
My ex-girlfriend had that hair, and I loved it.
All the time.
All the time. And I'm like, this is my favorite kind of hair. And not fair, Drew Barrymore.
There's something about being in a tropical place that makes your hair better.
Oh, my hair is 100% better in the summer.
I'm the most attractive person when I'm tan, freckled, not wearing any makeup, and my hair is beach hair.
Yeah, beach. Something about that salt water.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
And you're on vacation. You feel a little spunky. Yeah, that's what it is.
Drinking delicious tiki drinks.
Yeah.
I noticed the tiki drinks in the friend scene, and I was like, oh, I really want one of those.
Yeah.
That was just a sidebar.
We live in Chicago. Yeah. We live in the wrong place to be talking about this.
We might have a quick comedy and just live on a beach somewhere.
I mean, I'm not making anybody laugh anyway.
My life will be way more productive.
I just want to point out that at the end, I saw Peter Siegel is the director of this.
Mm-hmm. I know that name.
Yeah, that's the director of Tommy Boy, and that's why there was that connection.
There's the reference to Callahan Industries.
Yeah, and so it has other things that I wrote down with that of like, you know what? This movie is beautifully shot.
Mm-hmm. Hey guys, there's something we need to point out.
What?
Adam Sandler's character lives at the aquarium.
Which we know so.
He lives there.
He doesn't have a window outside. He has a window into
the dolphin tank. Mm-hmm. Because at first, in the beginning when we saw it, it just looks like an office. But then it turns out he lives there.
And he sleeps on his couch.
And he sleeps on his couch like a friggin' bum.
So I don't understand how. Also, I don't know. It's not really explained. Like, you never meet if he's the boss.
Yeah.
You only see two of the workers.
Right.
You don't see a lot of people around there.
Ladies out there, as a rule, if you're going back to someone's place and they don't have a bed, or if they do have a bed and the bed's on the floor, don't sleep there.
Oh, God.
Don't sleep there.
No, that's donezo. You gotta leave.
But
he gets away with it.
He doesn't have a bed. He has a couch. Not even a futon.
Yeah, but if your window looks at dolphins, it's cool.
It's cool, but also, why are you living in an aquarium?
Also, why don't you just have a pullout? Why don't you just have, what's that thing called where the bed's up against the wall and you pull it down? A Murphy bed.
If you're allowed to live in an aquarium, why aren't you allowed to get a Murphy bed?
Yeah, just get a Murph, man.
Come on.
Just get a Murph in there and you're fine. I don't know. Whatever. It's
bizarre.
It goes with the rest of his movies where apparently he has the weirdest / coolest place.
Places.
I would like to point out that there was a Gary Busey motorcycle accident joke shoved in there.
Bacon was super offended because he looks like Gary Busey.
Like Gary Busey's son. I don't look like Gary Busey because he was in a motorcycle accident. He looks creepy. It's mostly the teeth. I have big teeth like Gary Busey.
Face,
you know what?
Hair.
Don't look up a picture of me. Just look up a picture of Chet Stedman, the Rocket from Rookie of the Year. That's Gary Busey's character. And that's me without the mustache. Cool.
I also remarked to Bacon, so there's a point in the movie where Drew Barrymore is like, I realize that you're putting your life on hold.
Mm-hmm.
I want to break up with you, but wait, before I do, I'm going to make you come to my place and type in every journal entry I've written about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, who in the world would volunteer for that?
Yeah, she really twists the knife.
An excruciating breakup.
Yes.
Oh my God. That's just ouch.
Yeah, but you know what? He loves her so much, he's doing it.
I know, he's doing it and it hurts him so bad.
So this movie, we stopped it three times because when it's kind of within 10 minutes of that 30 minute for the last one, we just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
The movie's an hour and 39 minutes, so we just watch that. So the first hour, they were kind of setting up a lot of stuff. And after that first hour, they abandon a lot of the side characters and they just focus on this love part of it.
Yes.
So after an hour in, the movie really changes.
It does.
And it gets very serious, and the jokes are kind of just
yeah.
You know,
nothing is super funny.
Well, nothing's super funny. Ever
we haven't laughed. Yeah, we haven't laughed out loud at a joke that they make in the movie one time. I mean, we're cracking ourselves up over here. That wasn't meant to be a joke. That was a serious.
I disagree. I don't understand how that wasn't supposed to be funny. A pineapple flying out of a car. With serious music?
Yeah.
With dramatic music played over it? Explain to me how that's not comedy, Murray. I couldn't write something that amazing. It was so good. I loved it. And Wilford Brimley did a great job. So it really settles in after that hour.
Yeah.
This is like a very, I mean, I know we're not like, we're not trying to be super critics, you know, we're just kind of talking about our feelings more on stuff. But like, it's a really uneven film and it's not bad. I'm not upset. And it does tug at some heart. That last part of the movie.
It does.
When they're in Alaska and then they have the kid and then like, oh, grandpa's here.
Like when he's like, she remembers me when he's on the boat and he realizes that she's singing again. That is like pretty nice. Pretty heartfelt.
Yeah. I mean, the movie has heart, even though it does. It's like homophobic and transphobic in certain parts. It's also just a thing of its time. Those jokes were okay to do at the time. I'm not saying that they were right, but you kind of have to give it a little bit of a pass. It is, if you find it offensive, I totally understand. And there are a lot of like really dumb jokes that kind of try to derail and ruin the movie. Yeah,
it's like we're dealing with this like serious kind of love story, but then there's poorly written jokes to just like lighten it.
Which is really weird because, like, the jokes are so poorly written, but I think they do such a good job of the whole, like, she doesn't get her memory, you're this dude, like, it's not appropriate, and I feel like they work around that.
Yeah, they balance that very well.
Like, that's a very touchy subject, and I'm honestly, I think it's just the director. Peter Siegel is, like, such a great director. I don't know his whole filmography.
We could look it up.
I could look it up right now while you're talking. Go ahead.
So I kind of had a thought as this movie was wrapping up, and I get why we like this film. Like, just in general, the general we like this film, because it's kind of similar to An Eternal Sunshine, where the lesson is, like, you can be hurt in your life, but you can't erase people that you love because they make you who you are. Like, your experiences make you who you are and make you better.
Oh, no,
can't erase
Murray.
Someone. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just saw what Peter Siegel directed. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
I was like, how dare you? No, I'm right.
No. Oh, no.
But yeah.
He also directed Anger Management, the one we lost.
Stop.
Yep. And he also directed The Longest Yard, which we'll have to watch.
Oof.
He also directed Get Smart with Steve Carell.
Ooh. I mean, that did not do well either.
No, that one wasn't very good.
Well, we know his filmography now.
He also directed Nutty Professor, The Clumps.
Oh, just Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps? Yeah. Not Nutty Professor 1? Yeah. Oh, that's a bummer.
My Fellow Americans, Tommy Boy.
Oh, he directed Tommy Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, oh, yeah, you already said that.
Said that. Yeah, Naked Gun.
I have.
Naked Gun 33.
I have Drew Barrymore Syndrome, where I can't remember. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so his filmography is kind of uneven as well. Is that basically it?
Yeah, that's it. That's it for me.
Yeah, you guys. I mean, this one's going to be really hard to rank. So I have our rankings up here in front of us. And we finally have some differences in everything. Marie, looking at your list, where are you going to put 50 First Dates? Where does this go on your list?
Oh,
we're on 13 films now.
I'm hovering around like the Big Daddy.
It's around Big Daddy.
Love.
Oh, it's not even close to as good as Punch Drunk Love. Right.
Right,
that's my one. So.
But is it better than Big Daddy or worse than Big Daddy?
All right. I know mine for me, Marie. Ooh, I'm going to say it's better than Big Daddy for me.
I'm going to say the same.
Cool. Oh, so you and I are actually placing it in the same spot. This is taking the number
so
six
our
slot.
So 6 through 13 is the same. No, it's not.
So for me, it goes like this. This is best to worst. Punch Drunk Love, The Wedding Singer, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Mr. Deeds. Then there's kind of a long break in between that.
The quality level jumps.
Yeah. Then 50 First Dates, Big Daddy, Waterboy, Anger Management, Bulletproof, Going Overboard, Little Nicky, 8 Crazy Nights. And for Marie, it goes The Wedding Singer, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Mr. Deeds, Punch Drunk Love, 50 First Dates, Big Daddy, Waterboy, Bulletproof, Going Overboard, Anger Management, Little Nicky, 8 Crazy Nights.
Yeah. I feel happy about this film. It wasn't amazing. There were a lot of things I forgot, but you know what? You know what kind of...
What?
Pushes it above?
What?
The animals.
The animals.
The animals are so cute.
It's a cheap trick.
the penguins, the wallies,
yeah. Also,
dolphins.
I would love to reach out. If you like really like this movie or really hate this movie, please email us at adamsandlerpleasestop@gmail.com or just go to our website and send a contact.
Yeah.
Or Twitter or Facebook us.
Yeah. Facebook us. Mention us on Twitter.
Because I would at really like.
Adams. Or at Sandler, please, PLS, stop.
Yeah. Because I really want to know what other people think of this film.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
It's interesting. It's making me think. Mm-hmm. Marie, next week, do you know what we're watching?
No.
Next week, we're watching a film that I never saw.
In the theaters.
Ever.
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 Okay.
Spanglish.
I have seen this.
Okay. I'm very interested.
I'm intrigued.
I'm very intrigued. I have no idea what it's about.
It's going to be interesting seeing your reactions to it.
Okay.
So.
And you guys get to listen to that. So, what do we say at this one? Adam Sandler, please stop, or Adam Sandler...
Adam Sandler, keep going. Adam Sandler, more animals.
Adam Sandler, how about that was cute?
Adam Sandler, that was cute.
The place where I first saw your face. We liked each other right away, but you didn't remember me the very next day. Forgetful Lucy has got a nice caboosey. I used to trick you into pulling your car over so we could chat. But my favorite time was when you beat the shit out of Ula with a bat. Then we drove up to see Dr. Keats and found out why Doug always has to change his sheets. Forgetful Lucy cracked her head like Gary Busey. But I still love her so, and I'll never let her go. Even if while I'm singing this song, she's wishing I had Jocko the Walrus or Schlong. Forgetful Lucy, her lips are so damn juicy. How about another first kiss?
Yeah!